Thank you, Val.
And we will finish this part of Chatterbox with a range of all sorts of stories, from festive singers to festive jumpers and more.
Norfolk and Suffolk constabularies have launched their yearly Christmas drink and driving campaigns with the message, "Drink driving is not worth the risk." The month-long operation against driving under the influence of drink or drugs will see officers in both counties carrying out extra patrols and roadside checks. Any driver who stopped due to concerns over the manner of their driving, a vehicle defect, or is involved in a collision will be breathalysed. During last year's campaign, 3,349 drivers were tested, with 262 drivers providing positive readings in total for both counties. In Norfolk, 1,429 tests were carried out, with 90 drivers failing, while in Suffolk, 1,920 tests were carried out, with 172 drivers failing the test.
Choirs will take to the streets in December to raise money for Norfolk's biggest cancer charity. Three choirs are supporting Big C by giving performances across Norfolk and holding street collections. The first event, on December the 15th, will see Fine City Chorus perform in Norwich City Centre from 4:30pm to 6pm. 2 days later, on December the 17th, the St Peter's Parish Church Choir will perform across three locations in Sheringham between 2pm and 3:30pm. These are Tesco, Cromer Road, North Norfolk Railway Station and the Clock Tower. And the North Norfolk Choral will conclude the concerts by singing in North Walsham Town Centre between 12:30pm and 1:30pm on December the 18th. Big C, which last year celebrated its 35th anniversary, supports thousands of cancer patients and their families across Norfolk.
A Norwich school has selected which three charities its Charity Week fundraising efforts will be donated to. The City of Norwich School, CNS, has chosen Nelson's Journey, Mind and Norwich Open Christmas as its three charities elected by the school council. The students will be raising money for the causes through a series of activities and events. Highlights of the week include CNS Has Got Talent, I'm a Teacher, Get Me Out of Here, as well as raffles, cake stalls and a Christmas jumper day. Students are looking forward to the event, which runs the week before they break up for their Christmas holidays.
A mother living in the city centre has decided to spread the festive cheer this Christmas by gathering presents for children staying on hospital wards in Norwich. Hannah Davies is the store manager of Costa Coffee in London Street and realised her role as the retailer provided her with the opportunity to make a difference. She has launched Operation Elf Toy and has been gathering gifts for patients at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital to enjoy on Christmas Day. Operation Elf Toy is part of a wider scheme, Send a Smile with Santa, which sees organisations, including the Evening News, gathering presents for anyone in hospital at Christmas. Hannah and her team have been collecting the gifts since November the 1st and will be delivering the toys to the hospital on December the 19th. The mum of one continued, "I realise now I have a child how much Christmas means to children. The Send a Smile with Santa project just really resonated with me this year." Miss Davis and the team are also receiving support from other Costa stores in the area.
Festive jumpers encourage safe driving will be shared on social media at the start of the Christmas party season. The Norwich Police Christmas Jumper Campaign is encouraging revellers to drink sensibly by using the slogan "Safer Christmas." Crime prevention and personal safety messages will feature on the items of clothing. Temporary Chief Inspector Lou Provart said, "December often brings with it a spike in alcohol-related incidents, but we hope our Christmas campaign will help to discourage irresponsible drinking. We ask members of the public to help us by looking out for each other to minimise the risk of friends and loved ones becoming victims of crime."
The Norwich Singers have announced their Christmas concert, which will take place at the group's new home. The singers will be at Chapelfield Methodist Church on Saturday, December the 17th. The group, which formed 61 years ago, will be performing carols and Christmas songs. Tickets are £8 on the door, and the concert starts at 7:30 p.m.
And that's all for this part of Chatterbox, so it's goodbye from me, Geoffrey.
And from Dorothy.
Your readers on part two are Marnie Meakin and Richard Matthew.